With all the trouble in the Persian Gulf region, Americans can take some comfort in this fact. Our single biggest source of foreign oil is Canada. Our friendly northern neighbors say they have decades worth of oil from which we are not likely to be cut off. The trouble is that most of that oil comes with a big price tag in terms of dollars and in terms of ecological damage, NPR's Martin Costi reports.
If you go to Google Maps, you can call up the satellite view of Fort McMurray, Alberta. You'll get a view from space of a small Canadian city surrounded by forest and some very big holes in the ground. Now, if you were to zoom in on that view, zoom all the way in,
you'd end up here in a 200-foot-deep pit mine run by Shell Oil near Fort McMurray. Shell has been digging here for about 2 years, and already this hole is about 3 miles wide. The machines that gnaw away at the sides of the pit mine are built on about the same scale. My guide here is Bob Riggle, the mine manager. Bob, what are we looking at over there?
What we're seeing here is the world's largest electric shovels mining actually sand that is saturated with oil.
That sand is actually mixed with sort of a dark substance which you call bitumen, which is sort of a tarry relative to petroleum. The oil companies here can take that bitumen, process it, and turn it into synthetic crude oil. Now, there's a breakneck pace in this mine. The shovels are digging up the sand 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. It doesn't matter how cold it gets here, they just keep going. And there's a constant parade of these gigantic dump trucks. These are dump trucks with 12-foot-high tires. They're said to be the largest dump trucks in the world.
If I can park this on a dime, I could probably parallel park this much easier than my own pickup at home.
Sharon Nash drives one of those super dump trucks. She prefers driving during the Alberta winter when the mine roads are frozen. In the summer, she says, things can get a little slick.
Oh yeah, I've done a 360.
A 360 in a 400-ton truck?
Yeah.
Nash has a wonderfully low-key Canadian attitude about her place of business. When a chunk of ore the size of a garage comes crashing down nearby, she just shrugs and says, that's nothing. In less than a minute, the world's largest electric shovel dumps 400-ton scoops of tarry sand into the back of Nash's truck. The loads are so big because it takes 2 tons of this sand to make just 1 barrel of oil. Nash works 12-hour days, and she says she can get all the overtime she wants because Fort McMurray is experiencing a bona fide boom.
You can definitely tell there's a lot of money in this town. Every 16-year-old kid has a brand new car.
In fact, that Google picture of Fort McMurray is now out of date. A more recent view from outer space would show new hotels, new housing subdivisions, and miles of temporary barracks for the thousands of construction workers that have been imported from other parts of Canada. It's all happening fast. If you ask Chris Severson Baker of the Pembina Institute, a local environmental think tank, it's happening too fast.
There's a lag in terms of dealing with the consequences, and the environmental issues have been identified, but they've been put on the back burner.
The most obvious consequence is the mine pits themselves, vast holes in what was once unbroken pine forest. The oil companies are refilling the holes. Once the tarry gunk has been extracted, the sand is mixed with water and piped back and sprayed into place. In the winter, you can see the steam rising for miles. Daryl Martindale, environmental manager at the Shell Mine, says the mining process might even be considered an improvement on nature.
To me, we are cleaning up the world's biggest oil spill. This oil moved in here with the years ago, and we're just cleaning it up and putting the land back.
But the refilled mine pits rarely match the original terrain, and replanting programs so far have resulted in forests that resemble Christmas tree farms. Still, land disturbance is not the biggest issue, in part because the companies are moving away from open pit mines. In order to get at deeper deposits, the companies are now starting to inject steam into the ground. The steam melts the tar enough to be pumped up. The biggest issue is the simple fact that it takes a lot of energy to turn tarry bitumen into usable oil. Much of that energy is consumed here, in what's called an upgrading facility. It's a massive tangle of pipes and towering tanks, and it smells vaguely of hot asphalt. Alan Moore is a spokesman for the Syncrude company.
You spray in bitumen into the coker, and into the reactor of a temperature of 500 degrees Celsius, and it basically cooks the bitumen.
All this cooking and processing releases an enormous amount of greenhouse gases. In fact, making oil from tar sands generates 2 or 3 times more greenhouse gases than producing conventional oil. David Fields is a Greenpeace campaigner who specializes in the tar sands.
It's quite alarming. From an ecological standpoint, developing the tar sands will make it impossible for us to effectively tackle climate change.
Canada has signed the Kyoto Climate Change Treaty and promised to reduce its emissions of greenhouse gases. But Field says the emissions from processing tar sands into oil guarantee that Canada will not be able to meet its targets under the treaty. The oil companies have been experimenting with ways to reduce their emissions, but so far the Canadian government has been reluctant to impose strict limits on the energy business. Field says this picture is made even worse by the fact that the tar sands oil is heading to the United States, which hasn't signed Kyoto and doesn't seem interested in fighting global warming.
We see, you know, an increasing number of cars on the road. We also see a lack of improvement in fuel efficiency as well. It just means it could be a bleak future.
But in the end, it might not be environmental concerns that put the brakes on the tar sands boom. Matt Simmons says American drivers would be well advised not to count on a future supply of Canadian oil.
If we do, we deserve the surprise we're going to get.
Simmons, who runs an energy investment company in Houston, points out that the Canadians are burning natural gas to process the tar sands. But natural gas is becoming valuable in its own right. Simmons says we should keep that in mind as we import Canadian oil.
By the time we're hooked on it, the Canadians are going to start saying, wait a second, that natural gas is critically needed for our own heat. And the world says, what do you mean? We're actually relying on that for motor gasoline. Do you see the problem?
Canada has a long, cold winter and a lot of homes to heat. And if natural gas supplies ever run short, it might not seem like such a good deal anymore to keep burning it in order to make oil for the Americans. But for the moment, petroleum is worth a lot more on the market. And Fort McMurray is booming. Martin Costi, NPR News.